Well, the mood is that of defiance, peaceful defiance, because we believe that our cause is just and legitimate, our cause is peaceful and nonviolent, our cause is a citizen's cause, our cause is a non is is an apolitical cause.
Kwananzi dismissed the president's threat to, quote, flush out, end quote, those who are against him, and describes the president's speech as, quote, hurried and senseless, end quote.
It's expected of him. He historically, if you look at the roles he has played, the things he has done to this country, it's all negative, it's all violence, it's all, you know, enforcement kind of thing. He said nothing really substantive in response to the calls by the people of Zimbabwe.
Kwananzi took particular aim at the president's claims that Zimbabwe's economic woes were due to opposition groups, sanctions, COVID-19, currency manipulation, and other issues.
We believe that corruption is the root cause of our poverty. We believe that corruption is the root cause of the economic decline that we have seen Zimbabwe go through for the last 20 or so years. They may blame sanctions, they may blame the opposition, they may blame this and that. But I think that the leakages from the corruption, the level of corruption in this country is enormous.
Kwananzi alleged that there is widespread abuse of human rights in Zimbabwe.
It is a basic democratic right that Zimbabweans must be able to protest when they feel dismayed about something. The response of the government was disproportionate to the peaceful, non-violent protests that were shaping up. And thousands have been denied their right to movement. In a normal democratic society, you would expect that the government would actually reward people who whistleblow against corruption. But in this country, if you whistleblow against corruption, you're arrested.
Kwananzi said activists like himself are trying to lay low while continuing their organizing so as not to be found by authorities. In addition to arrests, there are reports of protest organizers being abducted and tortured.
Yes, there are so many comrades, there are so many cadres and activists who remain unaccounted for. As you know, movement has been curtailed severely. We are unable to move, so it's very difficult to account for each and every activist. We have really not yet been in a position to reconcile the numbers, so to speak. But I can tell you without equivocation that hundreds of activists are currently in distress in one way or the other.
He added that activists in Zimbabwe have seen and appreciate international support for their cause.
We greatly appreciate the solidarity that has poured in from all four corners of the world, from Africa, from America, from Europe. We are indebted to all the progressive forces across the world who realize that an injury to one is an injury to all. That is the world we envisage to live in, a global village in which citizens, what we call people-to-people solidarity, become the cornerstone of our democratic aspirations the world over. And we say that please continue to support us. We owe it to them. Whenever they will be distressed, we will be there for them as well.